The series this month has been on the I Am Sayings of Jesus. The I Am Sayings of Jesus. And tonight, the message, the subtitle is The Resurrection. The Resurrection. And tonight we're going to look at when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Friend, this is life-giving good news. Jesus brings back to life those areas that have died. Let me say it again. Jesus brings back to life those areas that have died. He is the life-giving Son of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to read from John 11, verses 17 through 26 tonight. John chapter 11, verses 17 through 26. Lazarus, who was from Bethany, had died, and his sisters were sorrowing. John 11, if you got a Bible, verses 17 through 26. So Jesus arrives in Bethany, and it says that Jesus found that Lazarus had already been to the tomb for 4 days. Verse 18, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Jesus spoke with faith and with confidence. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And here's the main verse, the clincher. Jesus said to Mary in verse 25 of John chapter 11. I'm sorry, to Martha in John chapter 11. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He didn't say, I am like the resurrection and like the life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. The very essence of Jesus being is resurrection and life. He brings life to those areas that have died. And this is what he says. He says, he who believes in me will live even though he dies. He who believes in me will live even though he dies physically. Why is it that Jesus says that he who believes in me will live even though he dies physically? Because you know why? Your physical body is not the real you. Guess who the real you is? The real you is your spirit man. The real you is your spirit man. He says, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Let's talk about the real you for a few moments. The real you. The real you is your spirit, your body, your physical body is like a glove. It'll die one day. But the real you, the spirit, lives on forever and ever and ever. It's like wearing gloves on a cold winter day. How many here like to wear gloves on a cold winter day? Anybody in the room tonight? It's good, right? So if you have a glove on your hand on a cold winter day and somebody looks at your hand and sees the glove on there, when they see the glove, they're not really seeing your hand, right? The real hand is being covered by a piece of cloth. The real hand is underneath the glove, right? It's when you take that glove off that the real hand is seen, right? It's the same way spiritually. Your physical body is like a glove, and the real you, your spirit, lives inside your body. And if when you die and leave this earth, the real you will live on and on and on, eternally in heaven with God and with Jesus, if you have faith in Christ, if you live in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And God forbid the alternative that if you don't have faith in Christ, if you don't live in Christ, your spirit goes to hell with the devil and his angels. And none of us want to be there. Amen?
Amen.
I want to be with Jesus forever one day. How about you? Because the real you will live on forever and ever and ever in heaven. And that is really good news. Now, the resurrection. Let's talk about the resurrection here for just a minute. Little story. Years ago, a missionary in Turkey was having great difficulty making the Muslims understand why they should trust in Jesus Christ. One day, he was traveling with some Muslims along an unmarked road when they came to a fork. At this point, there was a tomb of a Muslim holy man, as is seen frequently in Islamic countries. When they were trying to decide which fork to take, the missionary said, "Let's go to that tomb and ask the dead man." They all protested, "The dead man can give us no information. See that little house over there? Let's go there and ask a living man." "You're quite right," the missionary said. "Never forget that Muhammad is dead. He can give you no help or information. In him is no life. But Jesus Christ is alive, and he will give you eternal life if you will trust in him as your Savior." That's good, right? The one distinguishing mark between other religions and Christianity is the resurrection. Other leaders have died. Muhammad died. Buddha died. Jesus died, but he rose again. And he gives that same life to everybody who believes in him. Let me say it again. The one distinguishing factor between other religions and Christianity is that their leaders died. They're buried. Jesus Christ died. He was buried, but he rose again. Amen? Amen. Is that good news tonight? Amen. It's really good news. All right. You've got to live and believe in Jesus. You've got to live in him, believe in him to live on forever, eternally in heaven. Say it again. You've got to live, you've got to believe in Jesus to make it to heaven. There's a heresy out there. There's a heresy out there that says this, that everybody one day will be saved. And friends, that's not true. Everybody will not be saved. The only ones that will be saved and going to heaven, the only ones that will receive life that Jesus talked about in John chapter 11 is the ones who believe in him, the ones who live in him, the ones who have made Jesus Savior and Lord. There's not many roads to heaven. Everybody is not going to be saved. There is only one road to heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, God the Son himself. Amen? Amen? He is the only way to heaven. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." Don't mistake it. Don't let any media, newspaper, preacher tell it to you that there's many roads to heaven. That all roads lead to heaven. That is false. It is a heresy. There is one way, one road, and his name is Jesus. And Jesus says in verse 26 of John 11, he says, "And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." In other words, whoever lives and believes in me, the real person, the spirit man, will live on forever. Endeavor. Yes, your physical body will die. The glove will come off. It'll die. It'll disintegrate. But the real you goes on forever and ever and ever and ever for eternity. Friends, we can't fathom in our own minds eternity. Because as human beings, we're conditioned to thinking beginning and end, right? You start high school and you finish high school. A person is born and a person dies. A marriage begins and one of the partners dies, the marriage ends. We're conditioned to thinking beginning and end. But with eternal life by faith in Christ, there is no end. It goes on and on and on and on. In heaven, there is no more sorrow. There is no more pain. There is no more sickness. There is no more depression. There is only joy forevermore. There is wholeness. There is peace in the presence of God forever, eternally, without end. I don't want to miss that. How about you? Amen. Then like Jesus said, you've got to believe and live in him. You see, Jesus Christ wants to be more than just Savior in your life. We do street evangelism on the streets of Tulsa. I'll ask people the question sometimes, "Sir, ma'am, are you going to heaven one day?" And they say, "Yes." And then I ask, "How do you know?" "Because Jesus is my Savior. I've placed faith in Jesus." That's good. That's good. But Jesus wants to be more than just Savior. Jesus wants to be your Savior and your Lord. What does Lord mean?
Master.
Master. Anybody else? What does Lord mean? Lord means ruler, king, ruler over every part of your life. He wants to rule your thoughts. He wants to rule your what you do with your body. He wants to rule your spirit. He wants to rule your relationships, what you do with your money. He wants to rule every part of your existence. You might be telling God, God, you can have my relationships, but don't touch my body. I do with my body what I want to. No, that's not acceptable to God. Jesus wants to rule every part of your life. You can't give him some and keep back another. Keep back some. You can't say, God, here's some of my life, and I keep back other parts of my life. No, he wants all of you. Jesus Christ wants to be your all in all. Say it with me tonight. Jesus wants to be my ruler and my king, the one in full charge of every part of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me tell you this tonight, friends. You know, making Jesus Lord and ruler is not instant. It happens over a process of time. So don't get disappointed if you've made Jesus your Savior and you're still smoking cigarettes. He'll help you overcome that addiction. But eventually, you've got to give it up. Making him Lord takes a process of time. And when you're weak, God is strong through you. See, Jesus wants to bring life to your spirit man. He wants to infuse your spirit man with life. You become a new creation once you accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. The old has gone and the new has come. Let's see what John writes. 1 John 5, verse 12. 1 John 5, verse 12. Very famous scripture, but it bears repeating. He says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. He who has the Son has Zoe. What is Zoe? Zoe is the life of God. It's the touch of God, the breath of God in your spirit, bringing your dead spirit back to life by faith in Christ. So that when you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, eternal life began for you on this earth. Did you know that? When you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, eternal life began for you on this earth. And it continues when the glove comes off. It continues when your physical body dies. It continues forever in heaven with God. Amen?
Amen.
That's good news. Now, Jesus wants to bring your spirit life here on this earth and eternally in heaven. But he also wants to bring life to every part of your existence. There might be areas in your life today that feel as good as dead. Jesus wants to infuse those areas with life. Ephesians 1. Let's see what Paul writes. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. This is what Paul writes. He writes this to the Ephesians. He says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That word power is dunamis. It means specifically miraculous power, that you would know his incomparably great miraculous working power for those of us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Guess what, friends? You can have the resurrection-like power of God operating in every part of your life. The same power that God exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead, he wants to exert in every part of your life today. Yes, he wants to give you spiritual life, eternal life. That's the most important. But he also wants to give you life in different areas while you're still on this earth. You may be, for instance, down in your emotions today. Maybe in your emotions you feel like you're as good as dead. Depressed. Down. You feel like you're dead on the inside. Anybody ever been there? And sometimes that depression could be due to a demon, some spirit oppressing you on the inside. But Jesus sets the oppressed free. friend of mine who runs orphanages in North India told me this story. Some of you might have heard this, but he said this. He said, Jonathan, a number of years ago in one of my orphanages in North India, he said that there was this little girl who was demon-possessed, tormented on the inside. And he said that his wife went to pray for the little girl in the name of Jesus, and the demon did not come out. He said, so I went up to this little girl, and he prayed for her and said, in the name of Jesus, you spirit, I command you to come out. And then he said one thing. He said, burn under the anointing of God. Burn under God's anointing. And he said, immediately, that evil spirit left the little girl. Jesus set her free. And I asked him, I said, well, how's that little girl today? And he said, she's doing great. She's responsible. She's following Christ. She's a strong Christian. She's a responsible, hardworking student. She's doing really good today. Friends, I'm telling you that God is no respecter of persons. If you feel like you're dead on the inside and your emotions, He wants to bring life back to you. He wants to set you free starting tonight. Amen?
Amen.
He wants to turn your sorrow into joy. He wants to turn your mourning into laughter. He wants His miraculous resurrection-like power evidenced, manifested in your life. Does that make sense? But there's something we've got to do. He wants His miraculous dunamis, miraculous power working in your life. But there's something that you and I have got to do. There's something that we have to have in God. What is that? It's faith. Because faith is the one thing that God honors. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen?
Amen?
For he who comes to God must believe that God exists and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Maybe you feel like you're dead in your body tonight. Maybe your body is sick. Maybe you've got high blood pressure. Maybe it's lung problems. Maybe it's heart problems, liver problems. I don't know what you're going through tonight. Maybe it's cancer in your body. And your body feels like it's as good as dead. Guess what? God can bring wholeness and life back to your physical body. Amen?
Amen.
There's a story in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 of a woman who bled for 12 years. She went to doctors and earthly doctors could not heal her. She spent all that she had on doctors. And instead of growing better, she grew worse. But then she heard about Jesus. She knew about Jesus. She knew that Jesus was in her presence. And guess what she said? Mark chapter 5, if you want to read it later. Mark 5, 25 through 34. She said, if I could only but touch the hem of His garment, I will be healed. And guess what? She pressed through the crowd. She found Jesus. She touched the hem of His garment. And instantly, her bleeding stopped. And Jesus turned around and He said, who touched me? And His disciples said, Jesus, what do you mean? Who touched you? There's people bumping into you, all around you. He said, no, this was a different kind of touch. When this person touched me, I felt power going out of me. It was the touch of faith. That dunamis power went out of Jesus and into this woman's life. And she was instantly healed of her bleeding. Guess what? Guess what the word says about Jesus? It says that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What does that mean? It means that He never changes. He is always the same. The Jesus who healed 2,000 years ago is the Jesus who can heal you tonight. He can bring life back to that dead body, to that sick body. He can bring wholeness to you again. What's He looking for? Like this woman who bled. What is He looking for in you and me? He's looking for what?
Faith.
What is faith? Faith is a knowing that you know deep down on the inside that the miraculous power of God can be made manifest in your life. That if God did it in the Old Testament and in the New Testament and has done it modern day, that He can do it for you as well. Amen?
Amen.
Is that good news? Jesus is the God who brings life to areas that have been dead. He can bring life to your finances. He can bring life to your mind. Maybe tonight you're tormented in your mind. Turmoil in your mind. You can't even sleep at night. That's the devil. Tries to rob you of your sleep. But guess who Jesus is known as? He is known as the what of peace? He is known as the Prince of Peace. And he wants to bring peace to your mind tonight. Your mind might feel as good as dead on the inside. You can't sleep. There's only turmoil. But Jesus wants to bring life back to your mind tonight. If he did it way back when, he can do it for you. Remember the storm on the sea. The storm on the sea. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 39. I'm not going to read it. I'll just describe it. Jesus and the disciples were in a boat. Might have been a really nice, pretty day. All at once, a storm arose, and the boat began to rock back and forth. The disciples were gripped with fear. Jesus, don't you care about us? We're about to drown. And guess what Jesus was doing? In the middle of the storm, guess what Jesus was doing? He was sleeping in peace in the back of the boat. So Jesus kind of woke up, and what did he say to the storm? He said, "Peace, be still." And the storm died down. He brought new life to that situation. And friend, maybe there's a storm going on in your mind tonight. He can do the same for you tonight as he did 2,000 years ago. All he has to do is speak peace, and you'll sleep like a baby. He is the miracle working God. Amen? He wants to do a miracle in your life. He wants to give you a comeback for your setback. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.